Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, more this week on the necessity of the cross as we continue to look at that big picture of all things are out of God. Now, last week we ended up saying that we have to pick up our cross, not Jesus's, so that we can embrace Him. And ask the question, will that take our life? Wow, what a loaded question. But for sure, my friend, to be able to come into the things that God has in mind for us, we must come to a place where we can say and mean it, Lord, do in my life whatsoever it takes to bring me into the fullness of Christ. Do whatsoever it takes through the cross that I will be willing to pick up my cross and come to the place where I can come to realize Christ and abide in Him. My friend, God has to do this. And the first step is us desiring this work in our lives as our old nature, our old man is put to death. So that our new creature, that the new creation in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18 can come to life and live. The work of the cross, my friend, will bring us into the place where we are absolutely but joyfully convinced that there is nothing in us, nothing outside of that circle, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, in our natural makeup that carries life, that we will see by experience that no resources found in the natural man can enable us to walk with God. Do we know this to the point to where we voluntarily desire to see the death of all that we are in Adam so that we might come into the fullness of Christ? Can we honestly say that we do not want to draw on ourselves for life and that we won't even try? Well, we probably will not come to this place without some hard, necessary lessons from God. But we must come to this place in order to be free in Christ. Now listen closely, my friend. Most people in Christ spend years trying to live the Christian life by drawing from their natural man. Let me say that again. This is important. Most people in Christ spend years trying to live the Christian life by drawing from their natural man. We still think that God wants to salvage something from us and bring it into that new creation. We still think that Jesus died to bring out our latent greatness or to enhance the good things about us or maybe even to fix our old man and make him fit for God's use. Oh no, my friend, this is wrong denominational thinking. By denominational, wrong denominational teachings and even wrong teaching by the fake prosperity word of faith preachers and teachers out there. Now, but for the grace of God, now listen closely, but for the grace of God, the church is one of the biggest duped groups of people on the earth. Let me say that again. But for the grace of God, the church is one of the biggest duped groups of people on the earth. That Jesus came to die so that the Adamic life could be put to death in Him. If anyone is in Christ, he is an old fixed-up creation. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says anyone that is in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. And all of that newness is from out of God in Christ. My friend, it is essential that we see that Christ is all for the believer. But we will never see that He is all until we at least begin to see that we are nothing. This is the truth that we must see. And any other basis for living is total deception. Earlier in this teaching, I said only God can birth us from above or we are saved. A person has to be birthed from above by being joined to Christ. It is this joining to Christ in the Spirit that is what saves us. Let me say that again. It is this joining to Christ in the Spirit that is what saves us. It is, it is us believing that we are joined to Christ in the spiritual realm. Now, Christ dwells and He abides and He tabernacles in us. And without Christ in us, there is no new birth. There is no life of God in us. But if Christ is in us, then we have all all that is out of God. I so hope that you are all getting this truth. If not, then guess what? You're not saved. Or even worse, if you reject this for some religious or denominational doctrine, guess what? You still are not saved. But you may think you are. You may be told that you are saved by your pastor or by the deacon or the elder, but the sad truth is you are not saved. You are religious, but you are lost, and you're on your way to a devil's hell. Remember, only that which is born of God is of God. Let me say that again. Only that which is born of God is of God. Nothing that is birthed or born by man is of God. For example, how many of us understand that God must give birth to a local group of believers, even a church, even a home group meeting, like that we have, just as he gives birth to the people in that group or that meeting. People cannot simply decide to start a church or a home group meeting and then hand it to God expecting that he will bless it. Oh no, my friend, God does not operate that way. The mere fact that anything we birth not of God is birthed by the flesh. Now listen, if we initiate, it ought to tell us that it is not birth of God. Wow. Again, John 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. But for some strange reason, we think that if we do things for God, that he will, or worse, he has to bless it. Or if we start things in the name of the Christ, that Christ will come and inhabit it. No. We have this notion that if something is in our heart to do, that it is there because God has put it there. But no, my friend, it may and probably is a creation and initiation by our natural man. Probably not great rebellion against God or the disregard of him, but it probably is a product of our natural religious man thinking that it is our job to think up ways to keep God moving. But at the end of the day, it is flesh and it is birth of man, and it could never ever be of God. God does not take flesh and make it spiritual. Oh no. Flesh must be destroyed. God is not trying to transform our flesh into something, he can use. Oh no, God desires to kill our old stinky smelly flesh so that he can live out from us. If not destroyed at some point, now listen, if not destroyed at some point, it will produce the results that flesh produces, and it will always serve itself. It will serve the flesh because flesh gave its life. Just look around in the church today. Everywhere you find the gospel of me, myself, and I. A gospel that says that Jesus came to bring out the best in you and help you find your truest self. No. A gospel that says Jesus came to make you happy and successful and prosperous. No, this is all flesh. I believe most churches around the world have been initiated by the flesh, by the denominational structure, not to share this wondrous gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful message. But to share their denominational messages and their agenda. My friend, Jesus did not come to bless our natural life. Oh no. Jesus tells us that we must lose our life. We must lose our life. So that we can find, or so that we can discover our life. Losing comes first, finding comes second. This is the principle of death before glorification, my friend. The church needs to relearn that truth. We must lose our life so that we can find our life. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week to come, and the Lord is able to get these words to your heart. That you have a love for the truth. It doesn't matter if you know everything, but what matters if you have a love for the truth. No one will know all of the truth, my friend. Oh, no. But what matters is, do we have a love for the truth? Because if we have a love for the truth, we will never, ever be deceived. And, my friend, the church today is deceived as the day is long. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Bye.